Hey, did you sleep in on
Friday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch up.
Hello.
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 Welcome to the catch up.
Welcome to the catch up.
Is this gonna happen? Woozle-wazzle.
Woozle-wazzle.
Nate's the best.
The Royal Water Robbery Robbie.
Oh, well done.
Say it.
The Royal Water Robbery Robbie.
Don't read it and say it. The Royal Water Robbery Robbie.
You'll hear me attempt that next, because basically you've just come up with this little saying. I don't even know where this came from.
Oh, look, yeah, we cover a story. I won't give it away. We cover a story where someone tried to do an attempted robbery with a bit of water, and I just did a bit of a tongue twister.
Yeah.
That's how we start off this podcast. But it's a huge podcast. It's a huge catch-up. Nath, what have we, what's happened? What's the ghost? What's the GO? What's the 411?
We launched a new little segment, a new little fun game called Knowlesy's Comments, because we love Shannon Knoll.
Oh, yeah. Huge Knowlesy fans.
And if there's one thing we love more than Shannon Knoll, it's the people who comment on his photos.
Yeah, so, if you're not following Shannon Knoll, do yourself a favor. Follow him on Facebook.
I just read the comments, because we had heaps of fun.
Yeah, even if you don't listen to this podcast, just go do that. Look, I mean, this podcast is about one thing and one thing only, really. It's the shake-off.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to find the best handshake in Hobart.
Yes.
I think we are one handshake closer to accomplishing this goal.
We came very, very close. I tell you what, these shakes,
it's the shake that stops the nation.
They make who's the lady who sings Milkshake?
Khalees.
They make Khalees look silly.
Yeah.
Because these shakes are the best shakes you've ever seen.
These shakes bring the boys to the yard.
Oh, boys, girls, kids, children, grandparents, everybody's coming to the yard.
It's fun for all ages. Enjoy the podcast.
Bye.
I'm going to tell you about a man who tried to rob a bank with a spray bottle.
Now, you mentioned this to me yesterday, Nath.
Yeah.
And we'll go to a song, we'll come back, we'll talk about that story. A man who, what was he, robbed a...
Tried to rob a bank with a little spray bottle.
Yeah, water.
A water spray bottle.
A water now, spray bottle.
As we, because little peek behind the curtains, we usually get together, Nath, day before, sort of put a show together.
Yes.
And yesterday we were talking about this water robbery.
Mm-hmm.
And you and me were going, oh, it's hard to say, water robbery. Water robbery. You have a go.
I can't say it either. See?
Right.
Water robbery. No. Nah.
And then we were talking about the Royals, because, you know, we love the Royals. Later on the show, we're doing a bit of a Hobart for Honeymoon update.
Mm.
And so then I was... And then we know a guy called Robbie.
Mm.
So I've come up with just a little thing, just a bit of fun.
Yeah.
I want you to try and say this five times fast.
Okay.
So the saying is, the Royal Water Robbery Robbie. So... To put it in context,
mm-hmm.
your mate's Robbie,
mm-hmm.
and you're telling him about this royal who stole some water.
So is there a comma after...
Robbery.
Robbery?
So it's the Royal Water Robbery, Robbie.
Robbie. Okay, but you want me to say it fast?
Yeah, five times fast.
The Royal Water Robbery, Robbie.
Okay, that's slow.
Okay, yeah, I'm just going to... I thought that was reasonably fast. The Royal Water Robbery, Robbie.
But fast.
The Royal Water Robbery, Robbie.
Robbie. Now five times.
The Royal Water Robbery, Robbery. The Royal... Nah. All right, you go.
I'll have a go. Okay, you do it one slow. The Royal Water Robbery, Robbery. The Royal Water Robbery, Robbery. The Royal Water Robbery, Robbery. The Royal Water Robbery, Robbery.
The Royal Water.
That's all, folks.
Jim, we were talking about this just before. A man in Melbourne has attempted to hold up and rob a bank using... a water sprayer. Just a little water sprayer, as in like what a hairdresser uses.
Yeah, just to put water in your hair. Just a bit of a...
filled with water as well. Not filled with anything lethal. Just filled with water.
Move to rob a bank with water.
So apparently the man walked into the bank, and this is legitimate, with the sprayer and threatened the clerk. So went up to the bank clerk and said, if you don't give me the cash, I'll squirt you with this.
Yeah. He found out he had an inside tip. The clerk couldn't swim.
Yeah.
So he went, look, I can't bring a pool, but what I can bring is a small, tiny water spray bottle.
The clerk was actually a little kitten, scared of water. You know what I mean? So apparently the man was arrested shortly after. And don't worry, the clerk was apparently handed a dry face towel for her face afterwards. Because she did get squirted.
She made a full recovery.
Yeah, she made a full recovery. No money was taken. The man has been charged with attempted robbery.
Yes. Robbery or stupidity?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to rob a bank, grab anything else. Anything else besides a water spray bottle.
I mean, we're not
encouraging. I'm not condoning.
Yeah, no, we're not encouraging people to go rob a bank today.
But this guy,
some guy driving his car with his water spray bottle. What do you mean, Jimmy? I thought this was a great idea. All right, turn around. Back home I go.
But even if you're going to go with water, okay, if water's your weapon of choice, bring in a gurney.
Super
Soaker's good too. Yeah. The gurney's a bit heavier, harder to disguise.
A lot of gurneys you've got to plug in. So
hey, guys, have you got a PowerPoint?
Just wheel it in. Excuse me, can I plug this gurney in? Why? But don't worry about it. I'll tell you after I plug it in.
All right, it's a stinger. But I think you've got to let it like warm up too as well with a gurney.
Yeah.
Just wait, guys. Buffering.
I'll be ready in about 5 to 10 minutes.
Get that cash ready, please.
I knew I should have went with the Super Soaker.
Because I don't know about you, but I actually kind of like it. Like, I think it's refreshing when you get sprayed in the face with water. Like, I don't find it threatening at all.
You're so smart. Maybe it wasn't a threat. It was like a compliment. Like, hey.
Oh, do you a service?
Yeah,
pay for it.
Maybe it's a real hot day in Melbourne, and he's like, hey, love, I'll cool you down. Can you chuck me a tenner?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be...
Do we have confirmation he actually threatened her?
The man walked into the bank with the spray and threatened the clerk.
Okay, sorry.
If you don't give me the cash, I'll squirt you with this.
Well, that's where he went wrong.
Yeah.
He should have done it as a service rather than a threat.
Here's what I thought I could do. I've brought in a little spray bottle of water, Jim, so I'll get you a little bit closer to me. So if you can, come over to the mic closer to me.
Come
on over. So, and what I want to do is I just want to test to see if this is intimidating.
Now, I'm going to remove my hat and glasses.
Oh, but then you won't know where the water's come from because you're blind as a bat.
Who said that? Where are you?
All right, so what I'm going to do...
Oh, my God, I'm hearing voices.
I'm going to spray this water in your face, and you let me know if you're like, oh, I wish you didn't do that.
Pass me the bottle before we do it. Because it's a rose water flower petal toning mist.
Yeah. Now I don't know if this role went in with scented water.
Yeah. So we asked work yesterday for a water spray bottle. They couldn't provide one, but we were provided with rose water flower toning mist. So
yeah.
This isn't it. We're not doing an exact replica of the.
Yeah. Well, we don't know. It could have been scented. You know what I mean? All right. Here we go. All right. Give me your money, or I'll squirt you with this.
I'll shut my eyes.
Okay. All right.
Because it's not water. I don't want to get.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you going to give me your money?
No, but I feel slightly refreshed.
Shannon Noll, Australia's second favourite person.
The winner of Australian Idol is Guy Sebastian.
The winner of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It's Fiona!
He's a man who keeps you going, even when times are tough.
You gotta live.
So, Shannon... tell us what you've got.
I got a big black shiny car.
No, we meant the comments on your Facebook.
Yes. Look, if you're not if you're not across this, Shannon Noll, he's got one of the best Facebook pages going around.
Oh, it's amazing.
Now, this started a while ago. So Shannon, it's his personal Facebook, but it's also his public one. So it's where he posts, hey, I've got a gig coming up, new album.
Yeah, you can follow him. Follow everything he's up to.
Yeah. Now, it started off as a gag. Some actual real close friends of his were posting on the Facebook page going, hey, Shannon, I haven't been able to get your new number, mate. Can you get in contact? Well, let's have a few beers. Now, what started as his actual friends trying to reach out to him has now become a joke.
Mm.
So people hop on Shannon's Facebook page anytime he posts something and just post comments. So what we're going to do in the Jimmy Nath Show is just going to read out some of our favourite Nolsey comments. We're going to start with one today, Nath. This is from Mitchell Gardner. He said, now, the photo that Shannon posted yesterday is him holding a guitar. This is what Shannon posted. Before we get to Mitchell Gardner's comment, huge thanks to Yamaha for sorting me out with a new guitar after my Yamaha guitar got damaged while I was in at I'm a Celebrity AU. I love it. Thanks, at Yamaha.
Okay, so a bit of a sponsored post, perhaps.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe Yamaha gave him a free guitar.
Good on you, Nolsey.
Not entirely sure, but this is what Mitchell had to say. Bet thanks wasn't the only huge you gave him, eh, Nolsey? Ha ha. Nah, just running your bath water, you old codger. Well, I got your two-way cobber. Any chance I can get me Oz-style aerobics DVD back off you? Oi, mate, Potter was in my ear like a headphone about it the other day at the shopper.
There's so many question marks there. Just running your bath water.
Just running your bath water for your cover.
Do you reckon Knowles is a big bather?
Oh, yeah. I reckon he loves a bath.
You reckon he gets in there, yeah. Plus strums his guitar?
Yeah. No, I reckon he gets in there with the red wine.
Oh, bubbles or no bubbles?
I reckon he's a no bubble guy.
You reckon?
Yeah, because he's not going to be our cover. But
yeah,
he enjoys
true,
the
he
red.
Need, he doesn't need bubbles. You
know, the red wine's his bubbles.
Maybe a bath bomb.
Nah, not a bath bomb.
Not even a bath bomb.
Nah. No. I reckon even not boiling hot water. Just cold
water. Cold. He's in the elements, yeah. Mate. He doesn't care.
He's got one of those outside bathtubs. He just really bathe. Back to Mitchell's comment. Anywho, Shannon, your ledge. Backyard cricket next Friday at mine. Got you covered like a laminate on a school book. Hooroo. Cheers, mate. Ta-ta.
Got you covered like a laminate on a school book. I reckon Knowlesy, because he's got steady hands, he plays the guitar.
You reckon he laminates the kids' school books?
Oh, I reckon he'd be great at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, huge bath guy, huge laminator.
He probably does it at the same time. You know what I mean? He doesn't have bubbles in his bath or in his laminate. Please welcome to the studio, Mitchy McPherson.
Mitchy, the boys don't stop. Don't stop, we can't get enough. Mitchy.
Best one yet. Did you know I've got a Michael Jackson tattoo? Now, yeah, confirm to us that you have those lyrics tattooed on your body somewhere.
Ah, so you did know. That was why. Yeah,
So I believe I've got a message here. It's from at Cooley Dooley.
Oh, no.
Hey, just first, do you want to explain who Cooley Dooley is, Mitch?
My stepmom. Yeah. Who's recently got Instagram.
Yes.
Oh, no.
So your stepmom reached out to us and she said, I'm Mitch McPherson, in brackets, Mitchies.
That's what I'm known as now.
Yeah, stepmom. And she said, he loves Michael Jackson's Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. He even has the words tattooed on his arm. Anyway, thought I'd let you guys know. Take care. Regards, Cooler.
Oh, cheers, Cooley.
So, Mitchy, where's the tat located?
Can I just say that I forgot we were on air when I told you I have that, because so many people ask me about that and I deny it, and now I just said about it on Hobart Radio. So,
everyone in the streets.
No, I don't have it. I was joking.
Yeah, sure.
First tattoo, he'd passed, big fan, and wanted to get a tattoo, and it was the only thing at the time that meant anything to me. And,
That's good. Can you tell us where it is?
Just the inside of the
bicep.
Small bicep, which
bigger.
I'm trying to grow.
Yeah.
Price tag. The wait is over, Hobart. H&M is opening at the Cat and Fiddle Arcade May 5 at 10 a.m.
This is exciting. Tomorrow, we are getting our very first H&M in Hobart. It is... What are the clothes again, Jim? How did you describe them?
Good clothes, good prices.
Yeah, I think you've changed it.
Mitchy, how would you describe H&M?
Good clothes, amazing prices.
Amazing. Tomorrow at 10 a.m, Cat and Fiddle Arcade, and to celebrate, we are giving away $100 vouchers.
Now, this is Hobart's last chance to grab a $100 voucher from us. It's a last opportunity. Now, to celebrate that, we've invited Mitchy in, and now people are calling up, 13, 12, 16, they're picking Team Nath or Team Mitchy. So, boys, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand you an item from the H&M catalogue. You guys have just got to guess a price. The closest price wins, and you're going to be playing for some people today I've called up. Right. They've selected you guys, so they're big fans.
Unless the person they wanted was taken, they had to go to the other person.
We'll find out.
Let's go to Paula from Blackmans Bay. Paula, would you like Nath or would you like Mitchy?
I'd like Mitchy, please.
Oh, okay.
I like Nath.
Why would you like Mitchy, Paula?
He's just a little bit more funny than Nate.
More funny?
Brilliant. What would you like to say to Paula, Mitchy?
Well, hi, Paula, and that'll do you, Nath. We'll see you next week.
All right, Paula is playing for Mitch. Olivia, who would you like to play for?
I'd like to play for Nate.
Nice. Why is that, Olivia?
I think he's just that little bit smarter.
Oh, okay. I'll take smart. So I don't need funny.
Mitchy's dumb. I was really up and about. I'm back in my box now.
Welcome to radio, mate. Yes, yeah. It's a roller coaster. All right, boys. Let's have a look. So, Paula, Team Mitchy, Olivia, Team Nath. Now, boys, I'm going to pass you a photo. This is from the H&M catalogue.
Thank you.
Describe that to everyone listening along while you boys have a think. So, this item is from the women's section. It is black ankle boots. Okay. These ankle boots come with a zip in the side.
They have a loop at the back, satin linings, imitation leather insoles and rubber soles. The heel is approximately 6.5 centimetres. They are 100% polyurethane.
Polyurethane, that's an expensive material. Mitchy, just giving you a bit of a hint
you
there.
You just read your own name.
We've got the same sheet.
Sorry, Mitchy, yeah, you're guessing the same item.
This is, you should have briefed me on this.
So, you boys, you're guessing the same item. Closest to the correct price wins.
Okay. Ooh, Mitchy, do you want to go first?
No, thanks. You go first.
Make sure he doesn't copy me.
Yeah. Well, you can't. You got to guess differently.
All right.
Closest wins.
Okay, on behalf of Olivia from Kingston, I'm going to lock in... $85.
$85. From Nath.
For the ankle boots.
Mitchy, what are you thinking?
Can I ask Paula?
No, you can't.
I'm going to say... what did you say? 80.
Yeah, Nate said 85.
I said 85.
Yeah, I'm going to say $69.95.
$69.95.
Oh, that's specific. That is specific.
$69.95.
80's a good guess. I'm happy with that.
Yeah. Have you bought boots for your partner before, Mitch?
Not for quite some time.
I hope she's not listening.
Yeah, same.
All right. Give me a drum roll, Nate.
Here we go.
The women's black ankle boots retail for $44.99.
Oh, yes.
No.
Means Paula has won. Paula, are you there?
Yes.
Mitchy, we'd like to chat to Paula.
You're welcome, Paula. Hope you enjoy the boots.
Thank you very much.
Oh, no, you're worries. So funny, Mitch.
and smarter.
Look, Nath, on Monday's show, Casey and Kurt called us after we asked 13, 12, 16, do you have a strong handshake? Now, they both mentioned their dad.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happened.
Casey from Kingston, do you have a strong handshake?
Yes, I do.
So, Case, do people say something to you? How did you find out you have a strong handshake?
People often say, God, that's a strong handshake.
That's good.
Are you proud of your strong handshake, Case?
I think just because my dad, I've always been so conscious of it. So when people are constantly like, oh, that's a really strong handshake, I'm like, yes.
Yes, it is.
I'm a winner.
Casey, afterwards, do you kind of like in your head, after you've shaken someone's hand, do you kind of be like, yeah, that was a good one, Casey, yeah. Keep it up. Do you rank your own handshakes?
Self-pat on the back. Mental note.
Thank you, Casey. Curdy, welcome to the show, mate. Do you have a strong handshake?
I don't, but my old man does for sure.
Oh, nice. Okay. Growing up, did you shake his hand a lot?
Yeah, well, growing up, he was a big believer on strong handshakes. And this weekend, I thought, oh, yeah, we'll challenge him. I said, all right, give us a handshake. Let's show you what you got. My hand legit come out looking like a damn pretzel.
Now, Nath, please make welcome Casey from Kingston.
Hey, guys.
Thank you for coming in, Casey.
Yeah, no problem.
Would you like to reveal to our audience who Kurt is?
So he's my youngest brother. I do have a few, but, my smallest brother.
So you're related. Crazy.
You didn't even know. You've both called the show and you both mentioned your father, but you didn't know you were both going to call the show.
Yeah, no idea. I don't hang out with him a lot because he still lives at home in Jeeveston and I'm doing my own thing in Kingston. But, he messaged me straight after he heard me. But I didn't hear him.
Yeah, because you were first. So, now, you both mentioned your dad. So, obviously, your dad's taught you guys how to shake hands.
Yes.
Very strong handshake.
Mm. Yeah. So, he's always said, if you're going to shake a hand, shake it like a man.
How early on did he start instilling this? Like, are you talking, like, before you could walk, you could shake hands?
As young as I can remember, so.
Wow, okay.
Pretty young.
And it's always, even as a kid, you were shaking hands and people are like, wow, Case, good handshake.
Definitely always his friends. I remember shaking their hands. Yeah.
Now, did you tell your dad about this? Was it a proud radio moment that his two kids called up about strong handshakes?
Well, I haven't spoken to him yet. Kurt did, because Kurt lives with him, so he had a chat to him. His, I think he was pretty just, like, blasé about that.
He was like, well, I've done my job. Yeah.
Massive Triple M fan. Don't really listen to hit. Now, Case, thank you for coming in. Now, the reason we've brought you in is because we have someone else, a big friend of the Jimmy and A show, Mitchy McPherson. Mitch, thanks for still being here.
Well, now, obviously a busy day for you, Mitch.
Now, Mitchy, when we first met you, we said, what do we say?
Well, you sent me a text in the group message and said, fantastic handshake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that it was really strong and firm. And
now, in Hobart, you've probably had the best handshake that we've experienced. Now, I don't want to give away too much, but we just shook Casey's hand earlier, Nath.
When Casey walked in, And there's a strong contester.
Yeah.
There is a very strong contester for Hobart's best handshake.
So what I thought we'd do next, we could get Mitchie and Casey to shake hands, and we can find out who has the better handshake. Is it Mitchie McPherson? Is it Casey from Kingston? Now, Casey, you can also pick your dad, because you know what he, you know how his hand feels like when it shakes. But you may be better. So we're gonna try and put to debate who has the best handshake in Hobart with the shake-off.
The shake-off. I'm sorry. I've got goosebumps.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not part of this because they can kill each other.
You and me aren't shakers. We're commentators. Yes, Nath, we have two contestants. We have Casey from Kingston. Casey, how are you?
Good. Really good.
And we have Mitchie McPherson from...
Newtown.
Okay.
I remember
where I lived there for a second.
See, he's nervous. Guys, are you nervous?
I am.
Casey, yeah. You just said you used to be like a BMX racer.
Yeah.
And you said you feel as nervous as just before the gates would drop when you used to race.
Correct.
And Mitchie, are you nervous?
I'm really nervous. I hold the title at the moment. I'm proud to say I hold the title and I don't want to lose
it. You've got the most to lose here.
Yeah, I know.
Now, a little bit of a backstory. We first met you, Mitchie. We shook your hand and, Nath, you and I, we went, wow, what a handshake. Possibly the greatest handshake in Hobart we've had.
Mm-hmm.
Then, Casey, you called the show. We asked about handshakes. You said you had a handshake. Your brother called the show. You mentioned your dad. You got a strong handshaking family. We shook your hand this morning when you came in. Wow, Nath.
Amazing. I just did another one just then, just to, you know.
Now, I wasn't allowed to shake a hand, but I gave a high five, and that has scared the life out of me.
Now, look, the pressure's definitely on. During the song, Casey, you were practicing with Nath. Mitchie, you were practicing with me, because you guys can't. Because part of the handshake is that first impression.
Yeah.
The first ever handshake you get with someone, you're like, wow.
It's like a wedding. You don't want to see the groom or the bride beforehand.
Yeah.
And then when you come up, it's on. The vows. Here we go.
Now, one thing you and me, Mitchie, during the practice, our thumbs hit. We had a bit of a thumb collision. So is this on your mind now when you're about to shake Casey's hand?
I'm like trying to bend my thumb back and get it out of the way.
I'm just wondering, are we insured for this? Because what if there's a serious handshake injury?
I'm not sure. I'm not going to worry about it.
That's not our hands.
Yeah. So it's our boss's job afterwards. Case, Mitchie, is there anything else you guys need to say to each other? Anything else you want to get off your chest before we get into this?
No, I feel like I want to put money in the meter and walk up here and refresh myself, but we don't have time, so let's do it.
So in terms of how it's going to be judged, the winner, Jim.
Well, I've put it over to Casey because, Casey, you come from a strong handshaking family. So not only your handshake, but your brothers, your sisters, aunties, uncles, everyone's got good handshakes.
Yeah.
So what I'm thinking is after the handshake, you can let us know how good Mitchie's was.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say, hey, Mitchie had a really good handshake. Now, it's not just about strength. It's about the quality of it.
Yeah.
Because you want to hit the right position. You know, you want to maintain eye contact. There's a whole lot that goes into a handshake.
Mm-hmm.
So are you happy to do that, Case, at the end of it?
Sure.
Okay.
And I want honesty, too.
And honesty, by the way, Case, you can say that yours is better. We don't want modesty. We want honesty. Mm. That's our policy here at Jimmy and Nath. Modesty, not honesty. Modesty, not honesty.
It's our policy now, apparently.
Write that down, mate.
Mason, quickly, write that down. That's funny. Good, Jim. Good by you.
Good, Jim. Yeah, really funny. All right, so how this will work is I'm going to play a drum roll. You guys are currently next to each other. Mitchie and Casey are next to each other. At the end of this drum roll...
Mitchie, why are you rubbing your nipples?
I don't know what radio show you think you're on. At the end of the drum roll, you guys will engage in the shake-off. Are you ready, Mitchell?
Yes, my hands are sweaty.
Casey, are you ready?
Knees weak. Mum's spaghetti.
Yes!
Oh, wow. Bit of trash talk. Okay. Here we go. And shake.
There you go. They've hit well. Eye contact.
Pretty good.
And release.
Release.
Okay. You didn't ask me for my feedback. Okay.
All right. Now, before we do get Casey's verdict, because she has the final say, Mitchie, how are you feeling confident?
No.
Can I just say, before we do get the verdict, watching, I think I know the winner.
Yeah.
I'm not going to reveal it.
I always say a good elbow position is good for handshake because the elbow gives you good leverage, it gives you good positioning. And I noticed as Case went into Mitchie, there was a high elbow and then sort of a lean in. She had very good pre-positioning.
Eye contact. It's footwork too.
Yeah.
Footwork, getting nice and
body close. Position, shoulders were back. Like the confidence was flowing from Case. Mitch had his shoulders flowing.
His head was dead.
I quivered.
All right, Casey, this is where we go to you.
Okay.
To decide.
Talk us through the handshake.
So, look, it was a good handshake. You don't get a lot of them in Hobart, I agree.
Yes.
So, no, it was a good handshake. I don't know if I could pick who was better between the two of us. I feel that it was fairly well matched.
Yeah.
If you could, like, I don't think that I crushed you. I don't think you crushed me.
She's going to agree.
I think my dad would trump the both of us.
Okay.
Okay. All
get
right.
your dad in.
On the line now, we spoke to him a few weeks ago. He's a former mayor of the Royal Borough of Windsor and a Hobart local. He's shared many a meal with the royal family and the Queen. And most importantly, he's invited to the royal wedding. It is Andrew Jenner. Sir Jenner, should we call
him? Morning, chaps.
Morning, Andrew. How are you, mate?
I'm very good, thank you.
Now, Andrew, last time we spoke to you, you said you were umming and ahhing of whether or not you were going to go to the wedding. Have you decided yet?
Yeah, well, I still haven't been invited inside, so all we've been invited to is to sort of stand outside on a little special podium, and my wife doesn't really want to fly all that way for that, so because we're back in August anyway.
Okay, well, that's interesting you said that, because the other thing you said is that if you guys weren't going to go, you were going to give your old pals Jimmy and Nate the tickets to stand on the podium.
Well, it's not the ticket. You can pay for the ticket. I'll give you the place.
No, I'm pretty sure, Andrew, you said you'd pay for flights and accommodation. I thought you were a man of your word.
Business class or first?
Oh, you know, mate, you're paying. Whatever you like.
Nah, private jet. Private jet, please. Now, Andrew, the reason we are speaking to you is because obviously you, as a former mayor of the Royal Borough of Windsor, you're quite close to the royal family, yes?
Well, I've met them lots of times, yes.
Yeah, great, awesome. Now, we've got a little favour we wanted to ask you because Jimmy and I, as you know, we've been trying to do Hobart for the honeymoon. We want Prince Harry and Meghan Markle to come to Hobart for their honeymoon. Now, as a little wedding gift, what we got made for Prince Charles, actually, is some custom-made budgie smugglers. Now, these are for Prince Charles because he said that he didn't think he could wear them anymore. Which is ridiculous, because anybody should be able to wear budgie smugglers. Do you agree?
Well, there comes a line where you think to yourself, perhaps not. Prince Charles has probably reached that line.
Well, I mean, look, and this is the thing. I mean, you know, we just want to give them to him, Andrew, and then he can put them on, look in the mirror and go, yeah, okay, maybe not. But at least...
You don't want any photographic evidence.
No. Just, you know, we just need them to give it to him and then he may decide, right. I don't look great in them, but at least we've delivered the present.
So the design of the budgie smugglers is basically on the front is pictures of the Queen's corgis, like all scattered across. And then on the back, on the bottom, is a big Union Jack. And they're called the Charles Barclays.
Charles Barclays.
So, and we've had them made. And look, if other people do want to win them as well, you can go and sign our Hobart for the honeymoon petition. Just go to our Instagram.
Yeah, you can head to our Instagram at Jimmy Nath. There's a link in the bio. Click on that. You go on the running to win a pair.
Andrew, what we wanted to ask you is, would you be able to help us get these budgie smugglers to Prince Charles?
Well, I'm going over in August, so I can take them with me and present them at the council. I'm not sure whether they'll get to him.
Okay, well, that I like that. That's good. Now, I haven't actually asked Nath if I can ask you this question, Andrew, but I'm just going to do it. We've got you here.
Yeah, go ahead.
We've got a few pairs of these budgie smugglers. Would you be interested in owning a pair yourself?
As long as I don't...
Oh.
I don't know if that cut out on purpose or you just stopped talking, Andrew. Are you there, mate?
No, we've lost him. We've lost him.
We've actually lost him. I can see the phone line's cut.
All right, we'll see if we can get him back.
I need an answer, yeah.
Because you know the other thing I was thinking as well is when he brings them to the castle, because he said he doesn't know if he'll be able to get them in, maybe he wears them.
Well, this is what I was thinking, because he's friends with the royals, right? If Andrew's happy to wear a pair and they look good, then Prince Charles is more likely to wear them.
Oh, clever.
You know what I mean? It's like a close personal friend.
Well, Andrew, we've got you back.
Sorry about that.
No, you're right, mate.
That's all right, mate. So, Jimmy, do you want to say your proposal?
Yeah. So my proposal, would you like a pair, Andrew, for yourself?
I would love a pair, absolutely. I mean, you know, not a problem at all, as long as I don't have to model them.
Okay, well, my next question was going to be, would you be willing to model them if Nathan and I were in them as well? They could be the three of us.
I'm sure you chaps look very good in them, but...
Oh, stop it, Andrew. You're after my heart. That's fine. All right, we'll hook you up with a pair. You don't have to model them. You can just keep them for personal use.
But Andrew, so you do agree to try and help us get these budgie smugglers to Prince Charles?
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, I sent an email off the other day to the secretary of the mayor because they have direct... contacted the castle, which then goes to Buckingham Palace, blah, 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 and saying that there's been a big push to get them to come over from yourselves for the honeymoon to Tasmania.
Oh.
I'm hoping that will get, you know, actually get through, whether they, you know, take much notice, I don't know. But I thought, well, I'll rally the cause and do what I can.
Oh, Andrew. God, man, let's give him two pairs.
You, Andrew, you're perfect, mate. I mean, you've accepted a pair of budgies. You've contacted the Royals about home up for the honeymoon. What can we do for you? Is there anything we can do for you?
But not at all. The only thing I would just, I know it's something that happened yesterday because I was listening to your show. You were talking about sayings, and I just have to tell you about one quickly. It was my, you know, you're
certainly, mate.
Talking about death warmed up.
Mm-hmm.
My wife always thought it was a death warmed duck. And I said to her, what the hell are you talking about, a death-worn duck? And she said, yeah, I just thought it always was. I said, no, it's death-worn duck. You're not feeling well?
Yeah.
But for years, for 20 years, she's always called it a death-worn duck.
A death-worn duck. Does she still say that, or you finally convinced her it's not?
No, she still says it, and she's... I don't even know what a death-worn duck is.
Maybe she's hungry.
It doesn't even make any sense.
No. Well, I'm not saying a word. She's too close.
French President Emmanuel Macron. He arrived in Sydney on Wednesday to discuss climate change and defence with our PM, Malcolm Turnbull.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like Mr. Macron is a big fan of Malcolm's wife, Lucy.
But I wanted to thank you for your welcome. Thank you and your delicious wife for your warm welcome.
What you say? What are you going on about, Macron? Can we get that again, Nath?
Yeah, here we go.
Your delicious wife.
Yeah, definitely your delicious wife.
One more, hang on. There's an accent, wait.
Your delicious wife.
No, delicious wife.
Your delicious wife. I've given it some thought, Nath. I don't think it was something he meant to say. I think it was an accidental slip of the tongue.
Look, I hope not. I know the French are very suave and romantic, but...
But, I mean, isn't it a compliment, though?
Well, it depends. I mean, it's not like... But do you want to be delicious?
But it's not like he stood up there and goes, I want to thank you for your welcome. Thank you and your ugly wife. Like, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, you know, but
there's
hard.
Options.
Yeah, okay, yeah, there's options. But, yeah, that's a bad one. But delicious is odd, too. Like, how does he know that she's delicious?
Yeah, but I mean, like...
Like, did she drop her hat or something and he licked it or something? I don't know.
No, I know what you're saying. I'm just saying, like, in terms... Like, you can't be upset. You can't be mad.
It's a positive. It's a positive thing. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
He could have chosen his words better and said beautiful.
Mm.
But he didn't say, hey, you fat, ugly wife.
He said...
Your delicious wife.
Delicious wife. It's a good thing. It's a compliment. So it got us thinking, what did you say accidentally? Now, Nath, yesterday I even screwed up in the office. Mm. You were next to me.
Yeah.
And Maria here at work, one of the lovely ladies at work, said hit, walked past our desk and I was eating my cereal, had my bowl in my hand, and she said, hey, boys, how are you going? And I turned to her and I went, hey, Tissues, how are you?
Hey, Tissues. Now, I don't know if you'd given her like a weird nickname.
You looked at me like I'd had a stroke.
I was like, yeah, but the best, this is how lovely Maria is.
Yeah.
She didn't even bat an eyelid.
No, she just kept walking.
She was like, I'll take tissues. Yeah. And she walked on out.
She goes, yeah, Jim, I'll have a tissue.
Tommy from Glenorchy, what did you accidentally say, mate?
Oh, mate, I was there talking to my grandmother, telling her what we're up to for Easter and that. And in the middle of conversation, I accidentally dropped the F-bomb. And then I realised what I'd said, and then I did it again. I was like, oh shit, I did it. I double did it.
Did grandma get upset?
Oh, she didn't even realise. She was like, what?
Oh, so she didn't realise, but then you've stuffed up and you've done it twice.
Yeah, I did the double dooey.
Oh,
mate, you could have done it 10 more times. I don't think she would have known. Let's go Kirby from Moona. What did you accidentally say, Kirbs?
It wasn't me. It was actually my partner a couple of years ago. He was working in an admin role and he was corresponding through email with a lady called Gina. And he went to his boss, but he actually read it as Gina. So he was saying her name. Oh, did you email Gina back?
Oh, no.
Gina.
Did someone clarify it? I mean, did he find out it was Gina, not Gina?
Yeah, well, they paid him out pretty big once they read the email themselves. They were like, Gina. Gina.
Jimmy and Nate. Magic. That was magic. You found it. They didn't make it.
Yeah, not all the stories we want to bring to the Jimmy and Nate show during the week make it to the Jimmy and Nate show. So what we do is we try and summarise those we missed and a little bit of magic for everybody, Jim.
Yeah, just counting. One, two, three stories.
Okay.
Three stozzers. A man in Florida has put out a boat fire by spraying it with water from his jet ski.
Jim, this is very impressive. Water bloke. Not many people know this guy's a big traveller.
Sorry, you should have said, what a man, R&B Fridays.
Yeah, okay, that works. It's not your magic.
Yes. I thought it was magic we missed.
Yeah.
We.
We's in there to make you feel good. No, you bring the stories. You do bring the magic.
The magic Jimmy reads and Nath makes jokes.
Now, not many people know this guy's a big traveller. He's a real jet setter.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was the one, though, who started the fire. He'd been scheming for weeks.
Hey, good, I like that. That's good.
Oh, thank you, mate.
A giant inflatable duck has caused traffic jams in the UK when it rolled down the street.
Now, it actually did some damage to the road, unfortunately. There were parts that were quacked.
Yeah. Hey, good. He's back.
You just went, yeah. The inflatable, unfortunately, took off and was airborne at one point. People had to duck. Out of interest, though, Jim, did you know what a duck's favourite flower is?
No.
A daffodil.
Good. Can I have one go,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, of course you can.
Because there was a giant truck and there was traffic jams.
Mm-hmm.
And when the local people, like a local guy named Jono, drove in, he saw the traffic jam, he went, oh, get ducked!
Good, thank you. Good.
See?
You bring the magic.
The magic we missed. And finally, a burglar in the UK has been caught robbing a toy store when he left his fingerprints on Play-Doh all around the store.
Now, Jim, this guy, he was so confident he would get away with a robbery, he actually wrote a song whilst he was stealing the toys. Now, you know that I don't miss much, and I actually have the first play of that song for you right now.
Yeah. 369, toys your mind. Hoping I can sillies, I'm the mastermind. Play-Doh. I'll stick it to the window. To the wall. So smart, I could rub the whole mall. Those cops won't know who to call. Yeah!
Jimmy's out of his seat.
Oh, I've got up out of my chair, mate. That is possibly the best magic you have ever written. R&B Fridays, I mean, what more can I say? That is the definition of magic, mate. Well done.
The Jimmy and Nath catch-up. Hobart's Hit 100.9.